Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. I am James Boslaw, your Fredericksburg area realtor and vacation rental investor. And this show is all about real estate in the Fredericksburg area, the Fawn Lake community, and the vacation rental space. I help people buy and sell homes because I believe that everyone should grow their wealth as they live in or own a home that they love. I also believe that you should feel confident when you are buying or selling a home, and confidence comes when you are well-educated and informed, and that's what this show is all about. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Explore Real Estate Show. In today's episode, I'm going to go over the real estate stats for the Fredericksburg area through the month of February of 2025. So let's dive right in. As we do that, the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to take a look at this February and compare it to last February. So just 1 year later, what are the stats showing us? Well, first off, they're showing us that the overall sold dollar volume of homes sold in the Fredericksburg area is down about 3% from this February to last February. So less overall sold dollar volume. Now the average sales price is up about 7%. So that's encouraging. Home values have appreciated from last February, and we are seeing there is a 7% increase in the average sold price for the Fredericksburg area. As far as the median sales price, we're seeing that that's also up about 6%. So once again, both the average and the median prices of homes have gone up and gone up actually above what is normal appreciation. So we are seeing that the values of homes are going up despite the higher interest rates, despite the affordability issues. Home values have continued to go up over this past year. The units sold is down about 9%, and that's why the overall sold dollar volume is down about 3%. We're seeing that the prices of homes are up about 6%, but we are seeing that the number of units sold is down quite a bit, and that's why the overall sold dollar volume is down. I do think it's interesting to note, and this is something I want to track closely, is if you look at February of this year versus February of last year, we are seeing that it is taking homes longer to be on the market before they go under contract. Matter of fact, the average days on market for the data of homes that sold in February was 44 days, and that is up from 36 days from last February. Now, that is just if we take a look at this February and compare it to last February. Now, what I want to do is I want to take a look at the year-to-date information, which is going to take a look at the first 2 months of the year. So we're going to look at January and February of 2025, and we're going to compare it to January and February of 2024. And when we do that, we see some similar numbers. The overall sold dollar volume is actually up in the first 2 months of this year compared to the last 2 months of last year. It's up about 3%. The average sold price is up about 9% from last year, year to date. That is significant. The median sold price is up about 6%. The overall units sold is actually down this year, year to date, from last year by about 5%. So once again, home sale prices continue to go up when we take a look at both the monthly information, the year to date information, and compare both of those to last year. The sales prices of homes are going up, but the overall units sold, that is going down. So higher values, less movement, less transactions. The average days on market is up this year, year to date, to about 42 days on average when you take a look at the first 2 months, compared to 37 days, which was the average last year when you look at the first 2 months. All that to say, if you take a look at the active listings right now in the Fredericksburg area as of February, there are 795 active listings for sale, whereas in the five-year average is 582. That's almost 200 homes difference as far as more homes for sale this year than last year. And that has huge ramifications for our market. Matter of fact, the months of supply as of right now is 1.7 months of supply in the Fredericksburg area, whereas in the five-year average is 1.1 months. What does this mean? It means that, yes, home sale prices are going up. They have gone up. But as the inventory increases and the days on market increase, we're going to start to see that there's more opportunities for buyers, more homes to choose from, maybe not as many buyers going after those homes. It could lead to some downward pressure on the values of homes, something that we will be watching closely to see if those home values start to come down or at least slow down in their appreciation. But it is starting to change just a little bit. We're starting to see that inventory is increasing and days on market is increasing. And this could be a welcome sign for buyers who often say that home affordability is their number one concern right now in purchasing a home. And so interest rates are, as of the recording of this episode, they are coming down. They're about 6.5% as of the recording of this episode, which is much lower than the 7% that we saw even last month. And so with the interest rates coming down, with the inventory increasing, there may be some great opportunity for buyers in the coming months. We are going to be watching this closely, and we'll definitely report out on the data as we receive it. But for right now, I still think it's a seller's market, but it is slowly shifting and maybe starting to go in favor of the buyers just a little bit more as we follow the direction that things are going in. With that being said, the spring market is right in front of us. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, please contact me today so that I can set you up for success. The sooner that I can hear from you, the sooner I can set you up for success. And I have a lot of buyers, a lot of sellers, and we are getting ready for a great spring and summer market that is ahead. So I look forward to hearing from you. If you are interested in buying or selling a home or know someone that is buying or selling a home, please contact me today. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you have a great day and an even better week, and I will see you on the next episode.